You'll see immediately from the big man's body language. Short drop, pops it, through! Riewoldt has got nine at Eddie Had.
Nine.
Oh, there he is, the superstar that is Nick Riewoldt. Has been good enough to join us. Rui, welcome to you.
Hey, thank you, James.
Have you ever been suspended, reported, Rui boy?
I have. I got one. 1 week, 2011, I think, for went in to tackle, got there a little bit late, braced, and cop Brad Symes high in the jaw. And
Brad
the
Symes? Week. Yeah. And you got a week, yep, and you were filthy week. With
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I wasn't. Well, I was flat. Yeah. Didn't try to hurt him, but it was just one of those ones where you get someone high and you pay the price.
He's like Basher Hooley, good off Saint Nick off the ground.
But what do you think about that? The character reference thing is all very well for me, but it still shouldn't absolve you from an on-field incident where a player's knocked out and all the rest of it.
No, I think clearly your on-field record should count, so you can take an early guilty plea or whatever, as was explained before. But yeah, the off-field stuff... as true as it is, I think in Bash's case, it should be irrelevant.
Well, it does open up a reasonable can of worms. Yeah. Imagine some of the character references the boys are Star Trek.
Yeah. I think probably my mum would be the best character reference, but probably Warnie, maybe.
That's it. Oh, you get the king and jump right
in. Warnie
in.
I don't know if
Warnie. Yeah, it'd be all right, Warnie.
He's got a fair umbrella that he could cast, too.
Yeah, of course.
There's lots of great people he could jump in and help you with. Hey, tell us about Maddie's match. Let's get to the stuff that matters first. I know it's coming up next week. It's huge, of course. Whenever you play Richmond, this happens at Etihad. It's brilliant. $5 is normally the go. Is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so we've done it a little bit differently. So we're just encouraging people to bring along a $5 note, so a purple note, like the purple in Maddie's vision.
Yep.
Next Saturday, the 8th of July, Etihad Stadium, St Kilda v Richmond, and it's going to be a really big game. A few years ago, 2 years ago when we had Maddie's match, both teams were down towards the bottom of the ladder, but this year we'll both be competing for a top eight spot. So there'll be a lot of fun activation on the night. Clearly, the purple note, the Saints have actually ditched the red stripe.
Oh, beautiful.
For the first time.
You've done that look good.
Yeah, it looks great, doesn't it? So for the first time in the club's history, they've ditched the red stripe and replaced it with purple.
Oh, fantastic.
Which looks great in the jersey. Richmond have got some purple in theirs. We've got the scarves. And yeah, look, clearly it's a great platform to be able to raise money for a cause that's close to our heart as a family. The way that footy people in general, generally, the way they support these type of causes is terrific. So we're certainly hoping for something similar next week.
Where are you at with the money and the funds and what you're doing with it, the research?
Yeah. So it's been a couple of years now. We've raised $1.6 million, and a million of which is already out working in research grants. So I was actually out at the St. Vincent's Institute today visiting one of the scientists, and it's all a bit above my head, Billy, the actual science. But what it is doing is getting us closer towards a cure and improving the treatments for people to have a much better outcome that suffer from bone marrow failure. So,
And you spoke to a couple, it's a sad story, and we were here whinging before, and then you said, well, mate, have a listen to this. And you spoke to two boys today that looked like they might have it.
Yeah. Young Elliot Vanderland, I went out to see today. I've been in contact with the family for a little while. He's a four-year-old boy who suffers from bone marrow failure, similar to what my sister have, and it's actually genetic. Which is really tough for the family because now his brother is at risk as well. So to see your sister go through it is a very difficult thing. But as a parent, to watch your young child go through something like that, and he's actually going to get along to the game next week and run out through the banner with us, and he'll be the hero of Maddie's match, which is great.
$300,000 you're aiming to raise out of that one event alone. It's bloody good, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we're just so fortunate that we've got the platform to be able to do it. Footy is such a great vehicle. We saw with the big freeze, the way the footy community gets behind these type of things is just terrific. So it's a big target, but hopefully we can get there.
Make sure you wear purple. Get to the game anyway. Yeah. If you're a fan of Richmond or St Kilda, you would need any encouragement. It's going to be a cracker. Etihad Stadium next Saturday, the 8th of July. But make sure you wear purple when you get along, and get to www.mrv.org.au for all the information you need and any donations you can make, or bring a $5 note and we'll get stuck into that. This week very easily could break the great Gary Dempsey's record for the most marks of all time.
How many, Jim?
Well, at the moment, Demps sits on 2,906. and Rui's on 2,898, so only got 8 marks to catch up to the great man, and he was an unbelievably good footballer, Gary Dempsey. I look down, Stewie Lowe, legend, yes. Matty Richardson, legend, yes. Jono, Roosie, and Brown. Somehow Bill's managed to sort of crowbar himself onto this list.
I just want
1,058, so you're only nearly 2,000 behind on the way.
And 100 games behind, Jim.
Oh, well, Bill,
Jill did that, by the way. I just interested. Well, hey, have you met Gary Dempsey?
I have. He actually came up to me at a wedding earlier this year. Matt Maguire and Sophie Ball.
Oh, Ball, yes.
Yep. So Luke Ball's sister, now obviously Sophie Maguire.
Yeah.
And so he's a family friend.
Stay with Ball?
No, she's Sophie Maguire. And Gary came up to me, and I'd never really met Gary before, and he said, 90 to go, son. I had no idea what he was talking about, but he was he'd clearly been checking it every week, Gary. And so who knows? Maybe this weekend over against Freo.
Or something celebrated. 329 games, 709 goals. Gee, it's been a good career. How do you reckon the Saints are travelling? Because, yeah, like most clubs, they had a bit of a downer, and then it was nice just to have a tough win on the weekend.
Yeah, it was. We're probably the same as a lot of clubs. Even Geelong, you know, they had a patch where they lose 3 in a row, and we went through that and won our last couple. But what is good is that in the next 6 weeks, I think we play all the teams around us on the ladder. So that will really dictate what sort of season we end up happening. We just need to make sure we get back to playing the sort of footy that we've played in patches this year and just do it a bit more consistently. But going into last week's game, I think we were a game off 15th and a game off 4th. That's right. It's just an incredible year. Nuts.
Tell us how you go at Domain as a rule, the Saints.
Not too great in recent history. We went there earlier in the season and in round 2 and really pushed West Coast. Probably should have won that game. So, you know, we've got a young group that's learning how to travel and win games on the road. So, yeah, it'll be a good one.
And that does take some doing. My memory of travelling with the Kangaroos was exactly that. When you're young, you just end up chopped liver on the road, don't you? Yep. And then you gradually get better at it and then you start winning as with a more experienced team.
Yeah, you do. And we've gotten some great confidence out of this year. We went to Tassie earlier in the year, Launceston, and played Hawthorn there. And that's been a fortress for them over the premiership era for the Hawks and really touched them up. So we'll take some confidence from that and the earlier trip to the West where we almost got across the line. But at some stage, you've got to just start winning.
Mm. You're loving the game at the minute, how close it is and how good the footy is at times?
Oh, what I'm loving is the fact that it feels like all of Melbourne is engaged because far more teams are relevant at this stage of the year. So usually you get around 15 and the eight's pretty much set. Maybe one other team can come in, but we've got 14 teams that can make the eight at this stage, which is good for footy.
Righto, you've been around a long, long time, 329 games. What are your thoughts on runners? Is a runner out there too long?
Well, if you asked our runner from the weekend, he'd probably say he'd be happy not to come to me.
trying to chase you or do you tell him where to go?
No, there's probably a combination between sort of encouragement that they come out and deliver and actual structural messages. So like anything, I think if the runners cease to exist and it's an even playing field, then the players will adapt, the coaches will adapt, you'll find another way to get messages out there and it'll make on-field leadership, like we saw Hodgie the other week on Channel 7, it'll make that far more valuable.
The shot clock, do you like the 30-second countdown?
I think if it's in play at any stage during the game, it should be in play for the whole game. Just because you get to the last 2 minutes of the game, why would you then put it away? So I think if you're going to have it, just leave it in there.
Free agency, stay as it is?
Yeah, I like it how it is. I think there's ample opportunity for players to move clubs when the time is right for them. Clearly, it's there's two sides to that. So if you want to be a free agent as a player, well, then maybe the club should have a little bit more flexibility to trade players without their consent. I think if the players want it that way, they need to be prepared for it to go the other way.
And one other one there, a bye. You really only have one bye during the year, and then, of course, towards the end of the year, if you're in the finals. Should there be another bye?
Yeah, well, I think the players have been really strong in campaigning for the two byes throughout the season. I know the football public doesn't necessarily like the weekends where you only have six games, but what it does is it improves the quality of the footy once you're back. So It's a long year. It's a really long season, 22 games of footy and then final. I like the bye before the finals. I think that really evens up the final eight. I don't think the Bulldogs win it last year without having a week off and then having to travel twice. So another bye would be nice, but
For the older blokes.
For the older fellas, Bill, like myself.
Mm. How's family going? I see the photo we've got in front of us here of
Billy.
Magnificent family, William, James and Catherine, who's stunning. How's that all going?
Yeah,
they're... You rowing your side of the boat?
Yeah, no, that's right. I'm lifting my weight. The little fella, Will, he's got a bit of Billy about him.
Oh, look at him. He's chubby and he's bald.
Yeah. He's a massive human.
He's huge.
He's in the 18 months clothes. He's only 6 months old. He's a big fella.
He's overinflated. That's what someone said American when we were over there once. One of them, Oscar, because he was chubby. Yep. He's overinflated.
Yeah, and they would know.
Exactly.
Their whole bloody population.
But he is overinflated. Look at that.
He's a big lad.
Oh,
he's a big
crikey.
Lad. But they're great. They're doing really well.
Geez, great choice of names, too. I'm very happy, certainly, with the second
James.
One.
And James Billy?
Magnificent. Yeah. No, Billy. Not
James
so
and Bill. There you go.
The rush hour.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, what about your future, too? What are we doing there? Where are we at with that, Nicholas?
Yeah, so it'll come down to a few factors. Obviously, my body, the direction of the club. And my form. So at the moment, really, I just need to keep concentrating on performing well, looking after my body, and most importantly, contributing to the team. I think if the team's playing really well and we can eventually play finals, which is something I haven't done and the club hasn't done since 2011, that's my focus at the moment.
Now, Bill, get along next week. Any fans of the Richmond Footy Club, the St Kilda Footy Club, or footy in general, bring a $5 note, wear something purple, and get online at www.mrv.org.au and help what is a fantastic thing fighting bone marrow failure.
Yes, exactly right, and you do a great job there. Well done, Nick. Hey, just on that, you're going to be the all-time marks record. Which is your greatest mark?
I think the Sydney one, probably.
Yeah. Have you got this one?
Feeds it back. Opportunity for Harvey. Goes down towards Tarford. Look out! Oh! Rebound! Remarkable!
Mate, have you seen... I just saw it today. That's just stupid, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, probably wasn't too bright. But what... Harves was the one that kicked it to me. Yeah. Robert Harvey kicked it. So I just had such... Faith. Immense faith in halves that he wouldn't put me in harm's way. Oh. So he kicked it and I ran after it and poor old Milne was coming the other way and almost took his hat off.
Who was it?
Milne and Crouch.
Crouch, you nearly killed him.
Yeah, nearly got them both.
You did.
Yeah. Didn't win the car though that year.
Didn't you? Beat you?
Sampy. At the G. That was a good hang.
What a bad grab.
Good hang.
This is different style. They could have gone a different way with it. Hey, Rui, great seeing you. Look forward to catching up soon.
Thank you. Thanks.